Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Westchester Hills Golf Club here in White Plains, Westchester Talk Radio presents the 18th annual John Geoffrey Memorial Golf Classic. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. Nice to have you along with us. Just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelips Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Yes, indeed. Mixmaster Matt, Maddie the K, ladies and gentlemen, engineer extraordinaire joining us. And just a reminder, you could also download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes, at Westchester Talk, and you can always like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, as we said, we're here for the 18th annual John Geoffrey Memorial Golf Classic. And just to give you a little background for those of you who may not know about John Geoffrey, he was a young man who was in the prime of his life. He was a multi-sport star athlete at Portchester High School in baseball, football, and wrestling. And he was a standout in the classroom as well academically, and his life was taken way too short. Ever since then, for 18 years now, they have been running this tournament, and all proceeds from this Memorial Tournament benefit the John Geoffrey Memorial Scholarship. It's awarded annually each year to a Portchester High senior who exemplifies many of John's qualities. And John touched the lives of so many people, made an enormous impact in such a short time while he lived. His legacy lives on with his two sons, John Jr. and Zachary Geoffrey. And again, that's what his memory is all about, and that's why we are here today. And very appropriately joining us, our first guest, he is the proud father of somebody who's near and dear to us, a good friend of ours, Andrew Castellano, who does a great job with Westchester Talk Radio and Shark Media. He helped find this tournament 18 years ago. He is the proud father, as we said, Andy Castellano, Jr.
Thank you.
Andy, good to have you with us here today.
Thank you for having me. It's a wonderful day, a little bit on the warm side, but it certainly beats the cold that could have been. But on a serious note, John Geoffrey was the epitome of a student athlete. Myself, as an old coach, if you had 9 John Geoffreys, there's no one else you could play because no one would want to play you, speaking from a baseball point of view. But with that being said, watching John Geoffrey wrestle as a senior with no wrestling experience was, without a doubt, something very extraordinary, because with any kind of training, with any kind of pre-wrestling requisite, the young man would have excelled, and he did excel anyway as a senior, but would have excelled into the state tournament as well. But with that being said, as an athlete, as a student, you just don't go to Colgate with grades that aren't superior like they were. So I think of John, and especially when I see my grandson, who happens to look exactly like John, it's extraordinary. And I'm just so very happy to know the family as well as I do.
Well, again, more the fact that he was so outstanding in the classroom and on the field, I think another quality he had was leadership skills. And that's something that's very important in society. You know, whether you, whatever field of discipline you go into, I think leadership skills are very important to have. And he certainly exemplified that.
I'll second that. He was a young man who, when he played, if things didn't go well, you didn't know whether he was winning or losing. Always supportive of his teammates. As I said, it's just a wonderful young man. I watched every one of his baseball games and wrestling matches, and a son to behold.
Yeah, he again, it was an aspiring athlete, a scholar. He really was everything you'd want in a student, in an athlete. And we hear the term student athlete a lot, especially at the collegiate level. He really represented that in such a short period of time.
Without a doubt.
And again, as we said, this tournament is held every year, again, to help raise money needed to grant for the annual scholarship given at Portchester High School. And we should also mention, too, by the way, that a tree has also been planted in at Portchester High School. And the batting cage, by the way, for those of you who go to Lions Park, That's where John once played Little League, was erected a few years ago with donations collected from the golf tournament. Again, a tree is planted in his memory. So his footprints are all over the area.
Memory lives on, and you can see that just with all his friends from high school, and I'm sure some from college who I don't know, but I recognize many of his high school friends, and here they are. And I get a chill when I say it. And I'm going to stop right here because I'm getting a tear in my eye.
Well, again, just as we look around the room here inside at Westchester Hills Golf Club, again, in addition to the fine golf that's been played today, as we look around the room, there's also a silent auction that's going on. And again, all the proceeds, again, will go to benefit the scholarship fund. I see an autographed jersey from Jacob DeGrom for the Mets. We have an autographed photo of Derek Jeter. We've got golf outings. So many wonderful items to bid on, and that's going to go on all night long. And the turnout has absolutely been fabulous, Andy. I don't know exactly how many golfers we had, but again, just was a really great day for it, although again, it was a bit humid, mostly cloudy. Some of the wind we had earlier today as a result of the remnants of what was Tropical Storm Jose. So it kind of made for some interesting golf, but really overall, just a fun day for everybody.
Yes, I agree. Thank you for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much.
The tears are flowing.
Thank you so much. Again, we've been speaking with Andy Castellano, Jr. He is the father of our own Andrew Castellano, the founder of Shark Media, Shark Creative, and Westchester Talk Radio, who also helped, was one of the founders of this tournament, which, by the way, is in its 18th year, all in memory of John Joffrey, again, to benefit the Memorial Scholarship Fund for that Portchester High student who best exemplified the qualities that John had. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this. Word of interest, stay right with us. We'll be right back.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live from Westchester Hills Golf Club here in White Plains. We are here for the 18th annual John Joffrey Memorial Golf Classic. It's to benefit the scholarship fund in memory of John Joffrey, who was taken too quickly from us many, many years ago. Just a wonderful young man. And just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
It is indeed. Mixmaster Matt Matty K. And with us, I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, by the way. And just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And you can always like us on Facebook, too. Tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. And joining me now, my latest guest, who is going to speak about the silent auction going on here as part of the event. He is Joe Mangiardo, and he's Vice President of Sales of a Grandstand Charities Association, is that right?
Grandstand Charity Auctions.
Grandstand Charity Auction. They are located in Long Island City. Good to have you with us here today, Joe.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
We have many wonderful items we had a chance to look at earlier. As I said, we've had autographed jersey from Jacob DeGrom of the Mets. We got Derek Jeter, autographed photo of him, so much more. Tell us about what's on tap here today.
Well, we're trying to raise money for the scholarships as well as we can, and we raise money all over the country for golf outings and things along these lines. And today we've brought some great things, including some Mets signed items. There's a Jacob DeGrom signed jersey. We've got some Yankee things, a terrific Derek Jeter tribute from the last time he walked off the field. I don't know if you saw that one. All kinds of experiences where you can meet Mike Richter in person, and you can meet Eli Manning in person.
Cool.
Events at Yankee Stadium, trips all over the world. So far, so good. We're hoping to raise a lot of money for the scholarship tonight.
Yeah, we should point out that all proceeds from this event will go to the John Joffrey Memorial Scholarship. Again, it's given to that Worcester High senior who exemplified all the wonderful qualities that John did in such a very short time of his life.
Absolutely, and we're glad to help in a small way here, and hopefully by the end of the night we'll help in a big way.
What would you say could be the most popular item that could be auctioned off tonight of all the things we've seen so far?
There are two phenomenal trips, one to Costa Rica and another one to Jamaica. Five-star resorts. We've seen these trips go for upwards of $5,000 and $10,000. We're starting the bidding really, really low here tonight. Hopefully they do really well and we're able to raise a ton of money for the scholarship fund.
That's quite a bit of money, I must say. Really, for just a worthy cause. I mean, just the person that John was in the years that he lived, and again, his life was cut so short, but what he's meant to the community, his high school, Worcester High School, again, for those of you who don't know, he was a three-sport athlete, a star athlete, in the, not only on the field, but also in the classroom as well. Just really exemplified so many wonderful qualities, and I think if he was looking down now, he'd be proud of this event tonight.
Oh, he'd be thrilled, and you see the turnout here. There are so many guys here that came to golf, and more often than not, or more importantly than that, came to raise awareness for the scholarship and to help out.
Now, let's talk about your business, Grandstand Charity Auctions. How long has that been around?
Been around for about 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah, doing all kinds of sports memorabilia, and now we've expanded to become the largest fundraiser in terms of auctions in the country. We do them all over the country. Now we've started to expand outside the country, too.
So you do other charity events besides this one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure. We're getting close to 1,000 events that we do nationwide every year.
How did that all get started 20 years ago? How did that all get conceived?
Well, we've been selling sports memorabilia, doing events where people have opportunities to meet the players. And then it just kind of morphed into this, Jim, when we realized that instead of just people just buying things on the internet or, you know, on our website or by phone calls or the way we always used to do it, we could help raise money for charity. And people turn out to these things, and they're more than generous because we're always raising money for good cause, whether it be the American Cancer Society, the Ronald McDonald House, so many more. And in this case, you know, the scholarship fund. And people tend to be extremely generous. They leave with something really, really cool, and they helped a great cause.
And again, something like this, as you say, they expect to raise quite a bit of money for this scholarship tonight, not just from the golf event itself, and I'm sure, but also from these wonderful items that you're auctioning off tonight.
Well, that's the plan. We'll see what happens, Jim.
Yeah, as I said, people are really taking a good look at it, and hopefully, as I said, that they'll raise as much money as they possibly can. And as we said, John would be very, very proud of this. And really, all of those who put this event together should be very pleased with what's going on here.
They've done an incredible job. We got lucky with the weather. It's a beautiful day. You know, it seemed like everybody who came in had a terrific time.
Yeah, we came in this morning, as a matter of fact, Joe. It's mostly cloudy. The sun was peeking out. We had the strong winds earlier because we had the remnants of Jose. That kind of made for some interesting golf. But really, in the end, I think everybody was satisfied with their game.
Well, let's hope so. You know, they all look happy now. They're all starving and eating and hitting the bar. And right now, hopefully, also hitting the auction area, too.
Good food, good fun, good times, all for a worthy cause.
Good.
Joe Mangiarta, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
You too. Again, we've been speaking with Joe Mangiarta. Again, he's vice president of sales with Grandstand Charity Auctions. They are located in Long Island City. 20 years they've been around, if you can believe it. Some wonderful items being auctioned off for such a wonderful cause. Again, the John Joffrey Memorial Scholarship. That's the beneficiary of tonight. I'm Jim Cleveland, your host. We're going to step aside for just a moment to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit ReversoAssociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Westchester Hills Golf Club here in White Plains. We are here for the 18th annual John Geoffrey Memorial Golf Classic. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. Just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, India Point Energy Center, Facelips Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Yes, indeed. The Mixmaster, Matt Kahan, ladies and gentlemen. And just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And you can always like us on Facebook as well. Tell all your friends and family about us. Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, representing the entertainment portion of tonight's festivities here at this golf classic, a really good friend of mine. I met him several months ago at another charity event in Stamford, Connecticut. He is Charles Scopoletti. He is CEO of Charles Scopoletti Music, LLC, singer, songwriter, a fantastic performer. I had a chance to see him perform a couple times already this year. Charlie, my friend, good to see you. You having fun tonight?
I'm having a great time. Good to see you as well.
Yes, indeed. And just this is an absolutely worthy cause. Again, for those of you who may not know, have just tuned in, again, this is in memory of John Geoffrey, a Portchester High senior whose life was taken too soon. He was, again, a multi-sport star athlete in baseball, football, wrestling, star in the classroom. He was everything, mm-hmm. And that's why we're here tonight, to raise money in his honor.
For sure. Like, me and John, later in the years, the Geoffreys moved right next door to where I grew up. And so John was an idol in town because he was the biggest sports person. He dominated the sports scene. And I was just so lucky to grow up next to him because I got to know him and the family so well. But when us as younger kids would play sports outside, tossing around the football with my neighbors, when we saw John pulling in to the driveway, we wished that, like, we would do all these plans to, like, drop the ball, like, further away, and just for the fact that maybe he would pick it up and, like, toss it to us. And, you know, when he would throw that ball and one of us was catch us, it was like the most amazing thing because we all idolized him growing
up. It really
is.
And again, this event really is truly a family affair for us here at Westchester Talk Radio in many ways. Our friend Andrew Castellano, who is our boss, puts these wonderful events together. He's very close with the Geoffrey family. He's been doing this event for 18 years. They've raised a lot of money. I'm sure it will be the same again tonight. Wonderful auction items. Just a worthy cause, and everybody's having such a great time tonight.
It's awesome, and I love to do this every year. I get to play music, share it with everyone. John used to come out when I used to play back in the day, and he would sit there and he would request songs. He loved music, and it would, like, brighten his day. So that I could do this today and still have his spirit live on, it's an honor.
And again, if we had not mentioned, we'll do it again. All proceeds from this event go to the John Geoffrey Memorial Scholarship for that high school senior in Portchester,
yeah,
who represented all the qualities that John had. That's what this is all about, and I'm sure, you know, there will be lots of money raised as it has. So again, you performed here before, and this is my second time here. It's just a wonderful golf course to be at, and everybody's having a fantastic time, and a good day for golf too, I must say.
It was a great day. Did you golf?
I didn't, but we were outside watching some of the competition.
I didn't golf either. I don't know if that would be good.
Yeah, I do play mini golf. Not very good, but I play mini golf, that's for sure. Actually, tennis was more my game.
Right.
But I do have an appreciation for golf. I know Maddie here, of course, is the golfer around here. He can tell you more about that. But, yeah, this is, again, just an extraordinary event. And, again, all for a worthy cause. And that's what this is all about.
Yeah. You know, senior's going to get a scholarship from all this. You know, you have to exude good qualities. And that's what John did. And the scholarship's going to go to that.
Let's talk more about you, my friend. You perform all over the area. I've had a chance to see you again a couple of times in Stamford. I mean, you're a terrific singer, outstanding musician. You travel all over the tri-state area and perform, right?
That is correct, yeah. You know, I've been playing for over 20 years, traveled all over the United States, all over the world, and it's what I love to be doing.
Yeah, so wherever the gig might be, we'll be next.
That's right.
Westchester, Connecticut, you're all over the map.
Yes.
Yeah, so when's your next big performance coming up? You want to share with everybody on that?
The next big one, I'm going to just be some local stuff, nothing off the top of my head, but you could go to my website, csband.com, and find out all the information.
All right, and they can find you on social media too, right?
For sure.
All right. Charlie Scopoletti, thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful time tonight, my friend.
You as well. Thank you.
Charles Scopoletti, ladies and gentlemen, joining us here at the 18th Annual John Geoffrey Memorial Golf Classic. Everybody's having just a fantastic time, an electric atmosphere here tonight. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break. We're back with more right after this word.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from Westchester Hills Golf Club here in White Plains. We're here for the 18th Annual John Geoffrey Memorial Golf Classic. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. Just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Best Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Indeed it is. Mixmaster Matt. Matt Cain, ladies and gentlemen, our engineer extraordinaire. Just a reminder to also download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can always like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. But for those of you who just joined us, again, just want to reiterate why we're here today. This is the 18th Annual John Geoffrey Memorial Golf Classic, and what it is, all proceeds from this wonderful event that's held each and every year, it's awarded annually to a scholarship for that Porchester High School senior who exemplifies many of John's qualities. Now, they expect to raise a lot of money, not only from the golf itself, but also we have wonderful items for the silent auction. They expect to raise quite a bit for a very, very worthy cause here, and that's why we are here today. Joining me now, my latest guest, he is a Porchester resident who's come to many of these golf outings here. He's now retired. His name is Joe Bellafato, and he's joining us here right now. Joe, good to have you with us tonight. Just
glad
a wonderful
to
event, a lot of emotion. Your thoughts on today, and you've come to many of these before. It's such a worthy cause that we have.
No, it is a very good event. I coached John in the Babe Ruth League for 3 years.
You did?
Town, yes. And he was a terrific kid. He was the type of a kid that you could actually leave the practice and he could kind of take over for you. He was a terrific, terrific ball player.
Yeah, we should mention too, not only in baseball, but he was also excelling in football. And wrestling. He was an all-star athlete in all three events. I mean, just very, very versatile as an athlete. And of course, also outstanding in the classroom, both in and out. Just an all-around great guy. And again, who was taken from us way, way too soon. But he just really dominated and really was just a big part of the whole community, not just Porchester High School, but the whole community in general.
Yep. Yeah, I totally agree with that. John was just the... My daughter went to high school with John, and they were both the athletes of the year of their senior class at 87, I believe.
So they graduated the same year.
Right. And so I was close to John, and I've known the family for many, many years. I knew his father from when we were in school.
Well, since this is my first time here at this event, and again, as we said, it really, truly is a family affair here at Westchester Talk Radio for the Castellano and Geoffrey families. They're very, very close.
Right.
Our friend Andrew, of course, helped start this wonderful event, has done a fantastic job and does a great job with us as well. And just the way that the whole community has come together for him, not just the golfers, but really everybody just pulling together, trying to raise money in his memory. And as I said, if he's looking down right now, he'd be very proud of what he sees.
Yeah. And Andy's the right kind of a guy. He was always a real go-getter in high school. I think he may have been class president of 87, and he did a speech on graduation day, and he's the type of a guy who could draw people to an event like this.
He is a real go-getter, I must say.
We
also spoke to his proud father, Andy Castellano Jr.
Yep.
He had a chance to take in some of the golf. He's very proud of what his son has done, and so are we.
Yeah.
And again, a lot of money expected to be raised here. Again, as I said, we also have a silent auction. There have been many wonderful items they've put on display. We have a jersey from Jacob DeGrom of the Mets. We have a photo of Derek Jeter. There's also a photo from Joe Namath from Super Bowl III many years ago, being a Jet fan. I kind of appreciate that. And they hope to raise thousands of dollars just from that alone. So hopefully they do.
Right. Where'd I go?
And again, being here at Westchester Hills, again, so many golfers took part in this today. And great weather, too, Joe, I must say, as well.
Every year we've had terrific weather for this thing. Every year. And it's moved around. We've had it in different places. But this, I think this venue here is about the nicest we've had.
Yeah, it's my second time here. We came here for another event, but it's just really gorgeous. One of the fine golf courses I've seen in Westchester. Yeah. As you said, pretty good weather for the most part. The day started a little bit humid. There was some wind. I'm sure that made for some interesting golf.
It was nice out there, though.
But overall, it was a fantastic day.
Yeah, terrific day. Terrific day.
So you really have to be proud of this community for coming through for John
and everybody
every year.
I don't even know how many golfers they had today. Do you know?
They had about 20 groups, if I remember, we had to see. So.
All right, so it was 80 or
better. Somewhere close to 80, 75, 80. That's a very, very good turnout, I think.
Yeah.
And again, all for a worthy cause. Again, as we said, all proceeds go to benefit the John Joffrey Memorial Scholarship when all is said and done. And Joe, as I said, you've got to be proud of the two families. And as you said, in John's memory, just really some wonderful memories about him, too.
Yeah, I have to go write something because they put a blank page in the book this year. And
they did.
Yeah. And I got to go do mine as soon as I finish here.
A lot of memories, that's for sure. Yeah. A lot of emotional.
Yeah. Terrific kid. He really was a terrific kid.
He just genuinely missed year after year.
Yep.
All right. Joe Belafato, thanks for joining us and sharing some of your memories of this tournament. Enjoy the rest of the evening.
All right. Thank you.
Once again, we've been speaking with Joe Belafato. Again, he's retired, lives in Portchester, and has come to many of these wonderful events. Again, we're broadcasting live, Westchester Talk Radio is, from Westchester Hills Golf Club, and this is for the John Joffrey Memorial Scholarship. Again, the proceeds benefit the scholarship to give to that Portchester High senior that exemplifies all the great qualities that John was, who was taken from us way, way too soon. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break, and we'll be back right after this.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting from Westchester Hills Golf Club here in White Plains. We're here for the 18th annual John Joffrey Memorial Golf Classic. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. Just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McKell Pass Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Indeed it is, Matt Cahan. And just a reminder, you can also download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can always like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, I'm very pleased to have with us on set. He is the father of the late John Joffrey. He is Fred Joffrey. He is retired now, and he's here for this wonderful classic. John, good to have you with us. A lot of emotion here today and keeping John's memory alive. Your thoughts?
Yeah. When I come here, I always have mixed feelings. Number one, you never stop missing John. Number two, all of these people that have supported this event for 18 years now, just shows me how much they loved John. So we're all here celebrating his life.
John really meant so much to not only his high school, Portchester High School, again, for those of you who tune in. He was a multi-sport star athlete, baseball, football, wrestling. He was outstanding in the classroom and just an overall wonderful leader and just a big part of the whole community. People miss him so much today.
Yeah, John was all-state football, all-section football, baseball, and wrestling, and he missed going to the state in wrestling by 1 point. So that's an amazing accomplishment. Three all-section spots, and he was all Daily News baseball. And he was an A student, went on to Colgate University, graduated, and was in law school when the incident happened.
So he had an aspiration to get into law, to train in law. He wanted to be a lawyer?
Yes.
He did.
Yeah, he was in his last year of law school. His son achieved that for him. He graduated from Texas, from Rice University, and went to Southern Texas Law School and graduated. And his other son graduated from, Zach graduated from Ohio State University. And now works for Google.
Well, so his legacy does live on in his two sons, his memory of all the things he was then, and now they're carrying on his legacy.
Yeah, his oldest boy was all-state football player in Texas, and he was the Texas State wrestling champ in high school. And then he got a full scholarship to Rice. So the two children were highly influenced by a man they hardly knew.
Growing up in your family, did he always have aspirations to get into sports, become an athlete? Was he interested in sports at a very early age?
Well, sports runs in my family. My father played baseball, had an offer from the Yankees, but in those days, his father didn't think that was much. He wanted him to work. And my older brother played AAA baseball up in Olean, New York, and I played some baseball at Arizona State University with Reggie Jackson, Sal Bando, and Rick Monday. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So you were exposed to all these wonderful major leaguers, huh?
Yeah. But John's sport was football. I mean,
That was his first love?
He was amazing to watch.
Did he have aspirations of playing professionally in the NFL?
No, but in baseball, he had two private invitations, one to the Yankees.
Really?
Where he went down Yankee Stadium and tried out for the Yanks.
Wow.
And the other one was from the Mets. And he came up just short on throwing down a second base with the Yanks. And they told him, you know, go home and work on your throw out at second. But his hitting, John hit a 415-foot home run when he was 15 years old.
Isn't that amazing? 415 feet.
I saw it, and his coach measured it.
Wow. Just incredible talent. I mean, especially baseball, football, all these things. Just a super athlete, and again, overall wonderful human being. And again, so sad that his life was taken so soon from all of us.
I know, and that's why these people are here every year. It astounds me that every single year 100 golfers come out, pay good money to play golf in John's Memorial Golf Outing. And of course, my heartfelt thanks goes out to Andy Castellano and my nephew Bobby Thalheimer, who really, and my sister Connie Thalheimer and Helen Castellano for the hard work they put into this every year. And it sort of gladdens my heart and in some ways saddens my heart.
Mixed emotions, I'm sure, for you
and
everybody here, because it really, as we said here on the air, that this is really a family affair in a way for us too, because our friend Andrew Castellano was a big part of starting this, and how close he is with your family, and just how the communities really rally around this event in John's memory, what we've seen today.
Yeah, amazing. It's an awesome, unbelievable tournament.
All right. Joe, thanks so much.
Fred.
Fred Joffrey, thanks so much for joining us.
Okay,
it's a wonderful day. Thank you, Fred. Appreciate having you. Fred Joffrey, ladies and gentlemen, again, he's the father of the late John Joffrey. Again, this wonderful golf tournament taking part in his memory. Fred Joffrey with us. I'm Jim Cleefield. We are going to step aside for another break, and we'll be back right after this one.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital. You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental 777-1930 and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting from Westchester Hills Golf Club in White Plains. We're here for the 18th Annual John Joffrey Memorial Golf Classic. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with Matty the K, Matt Kay, and our extraordinary engineer, and also helping us with social media tonight, John Marino. We want to recognize him as well. Just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
You got that right, Matt. And just a reminder, you can also download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook as well. Tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, we've been broadcasting all evening and afternoon long here, talking about the John Joffrey Memorial Golf Classic. Again, all proceeds benefit a scholarship to go to that Portchester High School senior who best exemplifies all the qualities that John had. That's why we're here today. And in that spirit, our final guest for the evening is Antonia Thalheimer Santa Maria, and she personally knew John well in high school. In fact, they were friends. Antonia, thank you so much for joining us. Tell me what it was like, John, what he meant to you while he was around.
John was an extraordinary man. He was one of the greatest guys that I ever knew. He had a great heart, and he was so kind to everyone he met.
Well, we talked about how he excelled both on the field and in the classroom. He was a multi-sport athlete, a star in baseball, football, which was his first love, and wrestling. And again, just excelled in the classroom. We had his father on here, talked about his wonderful memories, how he had dreams of getting into law, becoming a lawyer, and even tried out for two major league teams, the Mets and the Yankees. I mean, he was just an extraordinary young man who was just taken far too soon.
Yes, that is correct. He was taken far way too soon, and everybody misses him now, and that's the reason we do this every year, to hold his memory alive.
Take me back to the days when you knew him in Portchester High School, what it was like, He was so beloved by everyone, right?
He was loved by everyone, and he loved everyone. He treated everyone with fairness and kindness. He just had a big heart.
And just the leadership qualities that he demonstrated. I was just reading some of his background here. Just really just a dominant in the community, not just what he did in the field and in the classroom, but just really just the leadership qualities he exemplified.
He was. He was extremely a great leader. And I really loved and missed John a lot.
And he just was willing to do anything for anybody.
Yes,
just had a
anything.
Real kind
he
heart.
Would give you the sweater off his back, yeah, like
again,
they
said. And it really, seeing the love and the emotions being poured out here tonight and the golfers showing up here, the money being raised again, all the proceeds, not just from the golf itself, but also the silent auction we had tonight, a lot of great items as well, all in his memory. Everybody was rallying around him tonight, and as I said, if he's looking down, he would be very proud of what he's
seen. He would be very proud of everything that is being done in his name, absolutely.
Yeah, this is, again, 18 years now they've been doing it, and we talked about this was a family affair for us here at Westchester Talk Radio. Our friend Andrew Castellano helped start this, how close he's been with the Joffrey family, and just everybody just rallying around and getting together and coalescing like this. It's just wonderful to see people come together like this for him.
Yes, it is. It is wonderful.
Yeah, and he will be sorely missed, no question about that.
Yes.
All right, Antonia, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for sharing some wonderful memories.
And, thank you. Have a good night.
Again, we've been speaking with Antonia Thalheimer Santa Maria. Again, she was a really good friend of John Joffrey's, and she was here for this wonderful event, this John Joffrey Memorial Golf Classic. Well, that'll do it for this edition here at Westchester Talk Radio. And again, my name is Jim Cleefield. And again, we want to thank all the wonderful people that here at Westchester Hills Golf Club for helping us out with a magnificent day of golf. And also the dinner and cocktail hour was all wonderful. And I just want to thank my crew as well, Maddie the K, Matt Kay, our engineer, with us all the wonderful work he's done.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Yes, indeed. And also to John Marino helping us with social media tonight. Andrew Castellano, we talked about him singing his praises. Not only the great job, the outstanding job he does with Westchester Talk Radio and Shark Media and Shark Creative, but also putting this wonderful event together. 18 years now it's been running. And again, we look forward to again doing it next year. Once again, this is Westchester Talk Radio. Just a reminder, we have been produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Indeed it is, Matt. And once again, don't forget, please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And you can always like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. It's been a wonderful evening, everybody. It's my pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful evening. The rest of the day, make it a great one. We'll see you next time.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.